623-8118. Thank you.
Turn the mic on. Good afternoon, Sunshine Country. It is now 28 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock, and I have the opportunity and honor and privilege this afternoon to visit with Congressman Zach Nunn with me. How are you, Congressman Nunn?
Aaron, I'm privileged to be in studio with you on this almost balmy day here in Southwest Iowa. We've been through Red Oak and Atlantic and traveling all over the 3rd District here. We got 21 counties. But I swear, every time I come down here, it's more and more beautiful. I love it.
This is it. This is how it is every day in Sunshine Country.
I like to hear that.
You believe that, don't you? So you've been making the rounds. You were in Atlantic this morning.
Yeah, we had a really great kickoff in Atlantic today. I was able to get $2.5 million in community funding to go directly to Vision Atlantic. Mm-hmm. And what they've attempted to do is they're bringing their community together up there in Cass County, and it's going to have great bleed over into Montgomery and the surrounding counties as well, to get a child development center.
Yeah.
And they recognize that if Atlantic's going to stay strong and they're not going to have kids bleed off to Omaha or Des Moines, they had to find a way to help with child care. Mm-hmm. So they tackle this problem head on. And what we're doing is we're building a child care development center that will help 300 kiddos have the opportunity to have child care. It'll provide 100 new jobs in child care related services. But even more importantly, for a $2.5 million investment, we're going to get $48 million in economic development as a result of this. And we're also going to keep rural communities like Atlantic strong. And look, here's the reality. We're in the heart of the heartland. If you want to be able to grow crops here, yeah, you got to be able to grow kids here.
Yeah, absolutely. So child care is a big piece of, I think, all of our communities, because I talked to a lot of communities around, Congressman Nunn, and you're visiting with a lot of them right now. It's a big piece of our economic development.
That's right. I think that's also where we have seen communities really stand up and say, hey, how do we make future brighter here?
Yeah.
We were privileged because we worked with an incredible team on the ground. Atlantic Vision is kind of a gold standard, and it's one we want to continue to replicate throughout Southwest Iowa to say, all right, how else can we do this so we build on it, not duplicate it,
mm-hmm,
but also recognize, look, this was the largest taxpayer-invested community funds that we did in the entire district. So $2.5 million. Of all the places we could have spent it, we decided we're going to invest in child care development. And I think that's going to build not only a program that works, but we're going to get more young people involved in the work and the labor behind helping take care of kids,
yeah,
so that the entire community can be successful.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that's exciting. You like to talk about that. Now, what you just hosted a roundtable event, right?
I did. I just came from AgriVision.
Tell me about
here
that.
Here in Red Oak. So we brought together a couple of farm families, a couple of lenders, but most importantly, Americans who are out here who are saying, hey, what is happening to ag in America? I've been very adamant, and we had the president out here in Iowa, mm-hmm, last week, and I, mm-hmm, said, Mr. President, of all the things we make in America, ag's number one.
Yep.
And we got to be invested in this.
Yep.
We talked about $66 billion we were able to pass this summer for ag communities. We talked about being able to expand new markets. That's in China, 12 million metric tons going to soybeans in China.
Mm-hmm.
I worked directly with the president of Guatemala. The president just signed a trade deal for 17 million bushels of Midwest corn going to Guatemala. But we also talked about a domestic market. How do we make this successful? It's things like year-round, E15 nationwide. We in Iowa know this works. It's, mm-hmm, a homegrown energy solution. I held my vote until the very last budget bill and said I wouldn't vote for anything unless we got a commitment that we could have a year-round E15 bill on the floor by March 1st to give both producers, refiners, but most importantly, consumers the opportunity to use E15 across the country.
Didn't the president just last night or yesterday sometime just said he would sign it, right?
Well, you know what? We brought him out to Iowa. I may have had a conversation with him in the motorcade,
yeah,
and he came out on stage and said, I will sign a year-round E15 bill,
okay,
if you get it to my desk, and we're going to try and get it to his desk this year.
All right. Very good. You're going to have to help me on this. 45Z.
Yeah.
I don't even know what 45Z is. So.
Yeah. So this is part of America's biofuel solution. It had been held up. 45Z is something that we are able to produce to provide better domestic energy. It had been held up in Treasury. I sit on three committees. One is the Ag Committee, one's the Financial Services, and one is on China. And all three of these committees came to play here.
Uh-huh.
And it talked about how do we produce energy in America. The 45Z regulation that Treasury just passed allows us to start producing this and utilizing it. Next up on deck is sustainable aviation fuel.
Okay.
So these three things together help a farmer, help the country, help national security.
Yes. Okay. So I was unfamiliar with that, so that's good to know.
Yeah.
How was the president's visit when he was here? Was it fun?
The president's great. I, you know, I will say a behind the scenes here.
Yeah, give me something. Give me something no one knows, Congressman Nunn.
So he had come out to Iowa. He wanted to come back again. We invited him. Actually, my daughters invited him in the Oval Office and said, hey, you should come to the state fair. Coming back, the White House said, hey, we're going to do a rally in your district. We know it's important. I said, could we have the president come join us for like an hour at a local diner, talk to Iowans, get the vibe of what's going on in Iowa?
Yeah.
And the White House was very polite, and they said, hell no, we're not doing that. So I chatted with the president directly, and I said, Mr. President, would you like to come back to the machine shed? You've been out here before. He's like, Zach, I would love that. It would be so great. That's huge, huge coming in, talking to you and all the Iowans. Iowans love me, Zach. And yeah, so he ended up spending, I think he was slotted for about 5 minutes to talk to the machine shed. We spent 40 minutes talking to Iowans, and he really got the vibe of what was happening here. And these weren't all hardcore Republicans. These were just Americans on things that were important. Things like affordability, getting into your first home. Things like fuel. Biofuels was part of the solution.
Yeah.
Things like ag and tariffs. And he talked about, hey, this is important. And it also came on the heels of him wanting to say, we're going to do comprehensive immigration. That means securing the southern border, which he's done a great job. Give the man some credit here. Yeah. Zero border crossings in the last 6 months. To also saying, we got to find a pathway here for legal immigration so that farm families... I took him into the kitchen. He talked to the cooks, to the waitress staff, some of them who may be first-generation Americans. We want them to have a future here.
Very cool. So that's not a bad President Trump, by the way.
That's right.
That's pretty good. You're working on that one.
We have him in the studio here with you, Aaron.
That's
Thank
awesome.
Thank you, Mr. President.
That's awesome. That's very cool.
I love Aaron West. So, he's the best. He's huge.
That's right. That's right. I like it. So let's talk about something here. I don't know, a few weeks ago. You voted to... You broke with the Republicans,
right.
Voted for some to extension of some Obamacare incentives, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
So with that, I have always said we have to be able to talk to people.
Yeah.
We have to be able to talk to people. Everyone listen, I'm going to go into my spiel here. We have to be able to talk to people. I grew up in a family. I lean on the conservative side. Everyone knows that. My family has some staunch Democrats. Their veins will stick out of their neck talking to you. So we have to be able to talk, right?
That's right. I
like it when someone thinks independently, because if you always vote with your party all the time, you're not thinking, Congressman. So don't necessarily like the vote,
right?
But I like that you think about it. So what do we need to do to fix health care?
Well, Aaron, I appreciate the question. I think you're right. We need to have tough conversations
because
everything's not a yes or no vote out
right,
there.
Right.
Let's be very clear. First and foremost, there's 126,000 Iowans who need some version of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. It is broken. Let's be very clear.
100%.
At the same time, you know, leadership out here said, trust us, we're going to get it solved in the next 3 months. You got to vote along a party line. And I'm always going to put Iowans ahead of any party vote or leadership request that comes up. I don't care whether you're Republican or Democrat. This is just the right thing to do for Americans. So let's get after the hard challenge of fixing health care in this country. And you're absolutely right. Everybody knows it's broken.
Yeah.
I mean, the only people who like the system now are the insurance companies, because they went from half a trillion dollars to now $1.5 trillion in the course of 4 years under the Biden administration, where COVID era tax subsidies were blasted out through the ACA.
Mm-hmm.
But what we can't do, and I know this much is true, there are Republicans, Democrats, and independents in Iowa who need the ACA to be able to make it through the next month. And short of tripling their health care costs with no solution out there, we just couldn't do that to Iowans. So I'm fully committed, and we led legislation that will bring down healthcare costs by 11%. We got to get the Senate on board.
Yeah.
But in the interim, between that vote in November and today, we would have put hundreds of thousands of Iowans in an impossible position. And when I know this to be true, we would have put tens of thousands of families into bankruptcy. And I'm not going to do that just for a political vote. We've got to get a solution, not a talking point.
It's not an easy solution.
I agree.
It is not an easy solution, and I hope there is, because, I mean— It is staggering.
You're right.
The costs. It is truly unbelievable. And I don't know what the solution is. I don't pretend to know.
Yeah.
But I know that it is broken. And that's what I know.
Aaron, let me offer a couple of things. One, first and foremost, we've got to move forward legislation that provides price transparency. No family should be taking their kids into the pediatrician and not know how much it's going to cost to get their strep throat until months later, and they find themselves thousands of dollars in debt. We also need to work on making sure that both the patient and the provider get full reimbursement. Mm-hmm. Right now, insurance companies are charging a lot, but the pass-through rate is one constant battle after another. Short of having a lawyer on team, the insurance company almost always wins. And three, I think we got to make sure that, you know, prescription healthcare costs come down. there's no reason to be able to buy the exact same thing that America invented in Europe for cheaper when it costs 10 times the price here. I'm with the president on this. Let's just have transparency, accountability, and let's give Americans more of their money back to make their own healthcare investment.
I agree. And then the other thing, too, with it goes along with that. How does that impact? I love our rural hospitals.
Yeah.
What makes, you know, you mentioned childcare. When in a community like Red Oak, many communities you have right here in the 3rd District, your school system, your hospital, and how's your city government? Those are three very, very important things.
Right.
I love our rural hospitals.
That's right.
I don't want to negatively impact our rural hospitals at all.
Brother, I call this the three legs of a healthy community. Look, you got to have a good school, you got to have a good hospital, and the third leg, in my opinion, you got to have a good bar. And what I mean by that is you got to have a good downtown, a place where people want to, you know, your merchant class.
Yeah.
But here's the reality. We made sure this summer we invested an additional $50 million specifically for rural hospitals.
Yeah.
Because it's so important that not just big cities be successful, but that the heart of the heartland of America has access to affordable health care. Two other things we're doing on this. I've got a bill coming up this month. It's increasing our rural broadband so that somebody who needs to meet with a psychiatrist or needs to do a follow-up, doesn't have to drive to Iowa City, they can get a high-quality care physician right in their own home. And the last one we're doing is we're advancing two bills called Train More Nurses, Train More Doctors. We've got to get a new cadre of folks who want to come in and go into healthcare, but then also we'll help them pay for school, but then they come and work in our rural communities.
Yep.
And my guess is, when they come to Red Oak, they're going to find out they love Red Oak, and they're going to set up a shop here.
That's because the weather's always like it is today.
It's sunshine country, brother.
Sunshine country. Congressman Zach Nunn with me this afternoon. You have to hit the road.
I have a daddy-daughter dance. You know how this goes, brother. Dads, we got all sorts of responsibilities.
I understand. This is a very important date that you have. I totally get it. And 100% do not want you to be late for that. But thank you so much.
Aaron, it's a privilege, brother. You're a good man.
By. Appreciate
it. Thanks for allowing me a little time in sunshine country.
It is my pleasure. My pleasure. Thanks for stopping by. Enjoy the daddy-daughter dance.
Thanks, boss.
Congressman Zach Nunn with me this afternoon.
Are you looking for a great tree woman?